Well, there are a number of things that are different. The rule really, it seeks to codify things that we're doing and changes that we've made. This is it's a 95-year-old program, and the new rules bring the program to the 21st century, in essence, in focusing on innovation, technology, and improved clarity with regards to what we do and how we do it.
How long had it been since the rule had been updated?
That's a great question. The rule hasn't been updated since 1999, and we needed to update the rule to, again, codify existing procedures, adjust the language, and really bring things into the reality with regards to current medical practices.
So what's actually different in the real world than it was, say, back in 99?
Well, a number of things. One thing is that we have an automated bill processing system and a system that authorizes the payment of medical bills. What we have seeked to do in the regulation is to explain exactly how that system works and how medical providers need to use that system and how they have to comply with the system when they submit the bills. We also ensure that when they submit the bills that they can't circumvent our fee schedule and submit improper payments, and that's prohibited. The other thing that we do is that we've moved forward with a field nurse program. That field nurse program seeks to facilitate and coordinate medical care. The program assigns a field nurse to injured employees to work with the employee agency as soon as the injury occurs, and they seek to facilitate timely medical recovery and return to work. This has been very successful, and this is codified in the rule as well.
So how are federal managers going to handle this change, especially with the electronic filing requirement?
Well, they're going to be able to submit their claims electronically. They're going to be able to ensure that or help their employees facilitate the claims electronically. This is going to allow the claims, again, to be in our hands quicker, which means we're going to be able to review the claims in a more expeditious manner, and ultimately we're going to be able to issue benefits in a more timely manner and hopefully return individuals to work quicker.
We're speaking with Gary Steinberg, the acting director of the Office of Workers' Compensation Programs at the Labor Department. And how do you speed up claims processing and get the whole thing more efficient while at the same time making sure you filter out people who don't deserve workers' comp?
That's a very good question. Again, the most important thing that we can do is make sure that we have all of the information necessary to make an informed decision. In that, we will receive the claim from the individual, we'll receive the medical evidence from the physician, we'll receive the information from the employer as well. And again, that allows us to make the right decision. And as long as we're able to verify that, yes, indeed, this is a work-related injury or illness, then we're able to approve the claim and begin the processing of benefits as well as to the payments associated with medical care. So again, having the electronic submission, which is the new way of the world, it will help us do things faster, and it will help ensure that the claimants get all the information to us when we need it.
And shifting gears just a bit, there are also things that were covered now that weren't covered before, right?
Well, yes. For example, one of the major things in terms of the benefit coverage is that the list of body parts has been expanded to include skin. We have a list of body parts or organs that were the loss or the loss of the use and that creates a permanent impairment allows for a schedule award. Now, a claimant who suffers burns or other skin injuries after 9/11/2001 are entitled to up to 205 weeks of compensation for the impairment of their skin.
And is that directly related to claims stemming from people near the 9/11 events?
That would be one of the events, but of course, the nature of what federal employees do could expose them to other things associated with burns or irritation to skin or other forms of skin disfigurement.
Okay, so just give us the update again. Are we at the final rule stage? Is it an interim rule? What's the status?
We're at the final rule stage. We've been developing this for quite some time. We've gone through the review process. We've received comments. We addressed those comments, so we're really in the final stage.
And then so something has to happen between, I imagine, labor and OPM to make sure that the word gets out in one format to pretty much anyone involved with management?
Yes, that's correct. We published in the Federal Register, and we're now moving forward with a communication campaign. And quite honestly, you're an important part of that communication campaign. I really appreciate the time that Federal News Radio is engaging in helping us communicate the important change associated with the rules.
We're talking with Gary Steinberg, the acting director of the Office of Workers' Compensation Programs at the Department of Labor. And I wanted to talk about not really the plumbing so much as the logistics of this. How much did it cost to put something like this together, and how long did it take for you to pull this off?
Well, it takes many months to pull this off. The cost is fairly limited. It's a matter of looking at the changes, again, using technology. This allows for our use of teleconference and video conferencing as we're meeting with our claimants. That's just the cost of our doing the program. In terms of producing the rule, this is individuals from our team and our solicitor's office that get together, look at the changes that we need to explain to the individual to use the program, both claimants and managers, put it down in writing, and then we go through, obviously, the review process. So it's not a terribly costly process. It takes many months to go through this because we want to make sure that we get it right and the message is clear to those who need to use the program.